All right.
Okay.
This is Sharon.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
And so Sharon, tell us a little bit about your journey. Sharon's been a Christian for a while.
A long time.
Your faith is strong. But during COVID, you experienced something in your life that was life-changing.
Yes, tested my faith.
Yes.
I found a lump on my left breast. Didn't think of it at first. It was a hard lump, and I didn't think too much of it. So a few days, I'm at work, and I'm a cashier at a grocery store. And as I was working, it was pressing on my lungs. I didn't know what it was, but I couldn't breathe. I literally couldn't breathe. I thought, this is definitely not right. So I definitely phoned my doctor, and I said, I have a lump in my left breast. I want to come in, get it checked out. So I did. I went and got a mammogram done, and didn't take too long. He called me in his office and says, you got breast cancer. And I thought, what? What did you say? So after absorbing it in, I said to him, okay, what is my next step to beat this? It was a shock, but I did not even question why. That didn't even came to my mind. So when I went home, I went down to my mom, and she had a feeling that's what it was. So when I went home, I went into my room, and I said, God, guide me through this journey, because I cannot do it without you. And he took my hand, and I felt it in my hand, and he blessed me through it. So each step was really, it was challenging, because it's bad enough being diagnosed with breast cancer, but having it during a pandemic was really, really difficult, because you're alone. But I knew I wasn't alone. I knew God was with me every step of the way. No matter if I was alone in a room with two people poking at me, it doesn't matter, because he was with me. And it was quite a journey, let me tell you. But I'm here, and I thank God he blessed me through this. It was quite a recovery.
He certainly has. And you've come through this journey in so many different ways,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the impact, your faith is strengthened.
Yes. If it was a test of my faith, I would have done it. But I really hung on. I cling to him just like glue. I couldn't not do it without him. If I didn't have faith in God, who would I have faith in? I mean, how can anybody go through this journey without God in their lives? It just doesn't register with me. I just can't comprehend that. Because without God, I can't do anything without him.
And yes, there are so many people in this world today that are going through things without God in their lives. But yet,
yeah,
you testify to the fact that God was with you every step.
Every step from the beginning right to the end. When I was finally, after the third surgery, after all is said and done, I ended up losing my breast, but I'm still here. And I thank God every day that I'm still here to witness to him.
Amen. And you're a cancer survivor.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
I mean, that is just fantastic. I think that just deserves a round of applause. We go through some of these challenging things.
Yes.
And we don't expect them to be part of our lives.
Yeah.
But then we also see how God uses what we've been through to speak to others.
Yeah.
And I think you've had that opportunity as well.
Many opportunities. Once I was finally healed and the weather started to change and spring was coming, I think, thank God it's all done. I can finally heal my body, get my life back to some kind of normal. So when I started going back to work late summer, anybody who hears my story is pretty amazed. And I thought, I just want to get it out there, tell my story, and put your faith in God through this, no matter what journey you go through. I could not do it without him.
Yeah. And so there's a twofold message in this. There's a message of that having faith in God helps us get through anything.
Yes.
And number two, as women and as men, to make sure that we're paying attention to our bodies.
Yes.
To discover the things that should not be there or is unlike what should be part of our bodies. And so that's one way. It's a twofold message.
Yeah, like I said, when I felt it on my lungs and then not knowing what it was, but as soon as I felt that and I couldn't breathe, I knew something was definitely not right. So I just phoned exactly right away, and that's how and everything fall into place, because I don't hesitate when it comes to my health. When I know something is wrong, I get looked at right away.
So where do you see yourself from to now? Right? Your faith has been strengthened through this experience.
Yeah.
Well, that faith get lost in the process, or will it become even stronger and stronger?
Oh, it'll be stronger and stronger for sure, because I thank God, like I said, I thank God every day that I'm still here being a witness to people. And if they tell their story, I tell them mine if they want to hear it. And I pray it blesses them and strengthens them and gives them hope, put their faith and trust in God, because without God, I'm nothing without Him.
That's just a life-changing experience.
Yeah, it was. Share. It was. It's
and
quite.
How God does take something that shouldn't be to change a person's life and to make their faith even stronger. And now to use you as a witness to others.
Yeah.
So, like you said, as soon as you get the opportunity, you share your story. And that's what it's about, is sharing what God is doing in our lives and how He's doing it. And building relationships with people.
And
they see how you have come through.
Yes.
As the saying goes, come through with flying colors. But we're grateful for your sharing.
Thank you.
I know that journey was hard. Like you said, that you went through that journey during COVID. But yet God brought you through.
Yes.
And He's going to continue to
use you.
He really is. You have a story to tell. And an impact to have on people's lives from day to day.
Yes.
Particularly as you work at one of the grocery stores.
Yes.
The number of people that you see every single day. Well, let me pray with you.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you.
Father God, we thank you. We praise you for sharing this morning. We thank you for good health. We thank you for the way in which she held onto her faith. We thank you for the way in which she has come through this journey on the other side to be cancer-free. And Lord, now we look forward to hear the stories of how you are going to use Sharon in the lives of others. And so, Father, we pray for her. We pray that her faith will continue to be strengthened, that she would know the right opportunities to share. We pray, dear God, that you will just bless her, impact others' lives through her story. For we pray in Jesus' name, giving thanks. Amen.
Amen.
So great.
Thank you.
Just give her a
thank you very much.